That time has come around once again when we sit down with some of the chief executives of the UK's and indeed the world's leading sight loss charities to take a look back at 2023 and gaze into our crystal balls and have a look at 2024. Today, I'm joined by Matt Stringer, the chief executive of RNIB. Always lots to talk about, of course, but I suppose it's quite difficult when I ask people to, you know, narrow down, just pick a few highlights of the year. It always seems to be quite a tricky one.
We could pick a highlight of the week, couldn't we? But, you know, just try and narrow down for the year is therefore difficult. But one thing that's been really dogged work for a long time, which was launched about a month ago, is the eye health pathway. And I think that's a real highlight because I think it's a critical plank of our strategy. It's where I think we've seen the RNIB, you know, at its best in terms of convening a wide variety of sort of stakeholders across the charity sector, the NHS, the Royal Colleges, politicians, corporate partners, all realising that there's work to be done in improving how the journey works for patients who have an eye health diagnosis and at the moment don't follow a sort of prescribed optimal route through, a pathway in essence. And it's taken us some time, you know, to get all those people I've mentioned and others all mobilised and sort of pulling in the same direction and trying to pin down exactly what it is we need to sort of start doing. But that all came to a head about a month ago when we had the big launch day at the Royal College of Surgeons in London. And I think it's a real highlight for us as RNIB. I think it's been 2 years of work. We've got there, we've made it happen. I think no one else could have done it in convening all those people I've mentioned, and no one else has got the credibility, I think, now to go and, you know, really sort of drive delivery of it, taking that partnership along the way. So we've still got to go and do it. And, you know, I could switch and say this is a big thing to look out for in 2024 is the implementation of that as opposed to the design of it. I think if I just pick one other thing, you know, our campaigning work through the year, you know, where we really understood what our beneficiaries had told us and gone out there and really tried to make a difference, you know, really being insight driven, really listening, has been around our ability to influence politically. And I think there's two things in there: ticket office closures and the work we've done on access to work. And I think both have been engaging with politicians and civil servants. It's been mobilising our beneficiaries. It's been able to use different parts of our sort of brand, comms, social media capability to sort of get the message across, galvanise support, build that movement and build that focus, that impetus on those two issues. And I think whilst lots and lots of organisations were involved in feeding into the ticket office closures, we know there are around 750,000 responses. 90% of MPs got at least one letter or one bit of correspondence or an RNIB template. We know we were cited by a variety of politicians in transport select committees and other fora where our arguments cut through. And we were part of the feedback process with the transport minister, and I've managed to inveigle us into the next transport committee to shape the future of the rail design and infrastructure. So I think that's an excellent example of the RNIB campaigning work really landing, really driven by the insight from beneficiaries. And access to work would be a similar one, whereby it's been a long-going problem, big backlog, over 20,000 people with disability waiting, not all visually impaired clearly, but generally people with disability, about 10% of that, averagely, are visually impaired people. And we have been the first charity to train civil servants to be much more thoughtful and knowledgeable about how they deal with applicants. And whilst the headline numbers have stubbornly remained at about 20-odd thousand, actually what it hides is that the throughput is quicker. People are moving through quicker because the civil servants have been trained and they're dealing with people better, quicker, more sympathetic, positive outcomes. And actually the fact you've got the numbers the same means more people must be joining the queue, which we think is probably a good thing, because I think surface the fact that this process is now working and more people are prepared to sort of throw themselves on it, knowing it's got a better chance of sort of working through quite quickly. So I think those two would be two of the really big campaigning positives of 2023 for the RNIB.
So many big things, as you say, Matt, you could have chosen from, whether it's tactile markings at railway platforms, the IBSA games, which we had during the year there as well. There's a great deal. And I think the ticket office one, I think for me, stands out quite a bit as well, because I think it also shows not just the influence the RNIB has, but the mobilising our customers as well to get involved, because a lot of this does rely on people power as well.
We can't be an organisation that sits in the Ivory Tower in, you know, London or Edinburgh or Cardiff or Belfast or Peterborough or wherever and thinks we know it all. I mean, you know, my background's working in retail, and you've got to listen to your customers and we've got to listen to our beneficiaries. Really think about what matters to them, listen to what matters to them and take stock appropriately and do the appropriate things. And we got a massive groundswell of concern on both the issues that I mentioned, which is why it really gave us impetus to to go and get stuck in. I think one of the things, just digressing a bit, Alan, from that, or transitioning from that point, is we touch a few hundred thousand people a year engaged with the R&IB, whether they're people ringing our helpline, people going through an ECLO experience in hospitals, people taking advantage of our reading services, people going on sight loss advice courses, shopping with us, whatever. Yeah, that's a few hundred thousand, and that sounds great, but actually there's many more people in the UK who we think would benefit from some contact with the R&IB, and we would benefit enormously from the contact from them as well, because it would just drive greater insight, greater knowledge. So I think a big thing we've been doing this year is to try and drive our engagement numbers up, actually. And the good news is we've engaged about 60,000 more people this year through very sort of focused plans around our relationships with customers. And we think that's a really good thing for everybody. It's a sort of two-way street. You know, everyone wins from that relationship. And, you know, that's been a great achievement this year. But part of the plan moving through 2024 and beyond actually is to drive that higher, because quantitatively, the more people we can engage with, the better. And qualitatively, you know, the more insight we get, the more thoughtful and insightful we can be in our campaigning and all our other activity driven by that improved customer engagement. So that's been a really big thing this year. And it's given us great confidence to carry on and really go after it next year.
2024 is going to be yet another busy year.
They always are, aren't they? Always busier than the one before. I think the R&IB, we're making some really good progress. Those things we mentioned, the things are showing really strong signs of life, strong signs of an organisation that's playing its full part in the sector, in the visually impaired charity sector, in the disability charity consortium, and has strong relations into government and into the Royal Colleges and the NHS and corporate partnerships, all of which are there to, you know, make us better in terms of what we do for our beneficiaries. I think the focus next year, you know, because we can't do everything. I wish we could, but, you know, in reality, money and capability and focus means you do have to make some choices. And I think for us next year, the pathway is maybe the number one focus: implement what we launched a month ago and really make some ground. And I think we'll be looking into all likelihood a general election at some point in 2024, maybe January 25, but probably autumn 2024, and trying to influence political parties in their manifestos is something we're very keen on. And the eye health pathway and eye health generally is actually a really interesting issue for politicians who are looking for solutions to NHS costs and NHS backlogs. And we think the eye health pathway work gives some really good answers around what you can do to really try and move people through quicker and better, and more at the prevention end of the spectrum, as opposed to having to manage more acute issues if you only get to it later. So we're on with trying to inform the political parties in the run-up to the general election. I think the point on engagement, Alan, as well, you know, just part of what we'll be spending money on next year is carry on improving our technological infrastructure to allow us to better engage, hopefully, all the people and a lot more people that we engage with at the moment, because, you know, we think if you engage with the R&IB, you would expect a 21st century modern experience, as you would do with any brand that you engage with, whether you're doing online shopping or booking transport or banking or whatever it might be, which most people would do on a weekly basis, I think. And, you know, we need to make sure we are serving our customers, you know, through that route as well as we can be, because there's a lot of upside, I think, in terms of information we can spread and services we offer to customers, and equally, you know, we can engage them a bit more around our purpose in doing so. So that investment in sort of engagement is going to be a big thing for us through next year as well.
And I normally ask for a kind of a highlight as well, so a personal highlight of the work that's been done over the year. I was wondering if maybe you're trying blind football and scoring a goal at the IBSA Games might have been in that one.
I was going to say that, Alan, you stole my thunder. Look, I mean, the IBSA World Games is great. I think great that we could support it. You know, we've got to play a part in these things, and sport is a great opportunity for you know, blind and partially sighted people to have full participation in society. I'm really proud of what we launched a couple of weeks ago, which was the accessible stadium guide that we did with a variety of football clubs in the English Football League. We need to get society to work for everybody, and sport, the arts, travel and transport, these things are critical to people being able to live full lives. So the IBSA World Games was great in itself. Great to have that ability for 11 sports to come together in Birmingham and participate with international competitors over a couple of weeks. Great we were able to support it as the R&IB. And for those sports nuts like myself, we got the chance to go along and have a go. So I think it was very much beginner's luck, Alan, that I managed to score when I was having a practice at blind football. But yeah, very enjoyable. But I think, you know, the games were great in themselves, but also, you know, gave a platform to get some of those broader messages out, as I've just said.
We've run out of time, and no doubt it won't be long before we're back doing a review again. Plenty to talk about then, I'm sure. But for now, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us, as always, on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Adam, my pleasure. Happy Christmas to all the listeners. Hope you have a great time over Christmas. And looking forward to coming back, you know, all guns blazing in the new year, where we've got a really exciting agenda for 2024. So happy Christmas to you and the family and the rest of the channel, and look forward to speaking to you soon.